Hey, this is Dr. Shervin. Muskoka Magazine is brought to you by Dairy Lane Dental, keeping Muskoka smiling for over 30 years. Please visit DairyLaneDental.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay and MuskokaUnlimited.com. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest to chat with today. Let's get right into it. So, welcome to the show. Today, I have a wonderful guest with me, and it's Allison Dumont from Strive Holistic Nutrition, and she's going to continue our little health kick on Muskoka Unlimited, where we've had some great guests, and today, we have Allison. Yay, Allison. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about, how I follow you on Facebook. And I see all these wonderful posts with your, recipes that you're just, giving for free, nutritional advice and all that. But you do run a business. So tell me a little bit about why you're so happy to give away the farm, so to speak, on Facebook and on social media to help people.
Yeah. So my business is individual client counseling. I have a little office across from the Independent there, and I see clients one-on-one. But I think that it is something that I wish I could just do for free, because it's just such a naturally rewarding type of job to be able to think of ideas and ways to help people and, just kind of inspire people to be their best selves. And I hear back from people so often saying, that really helped me, or I'm going to start, integrating that new recipe into my weekly routine and the kids loved it and things like that. Or, people saying, hey, thanks for sharing about your struggle with, getting into an exercise routine after the holidays, and that, yeah. I was struggling with the same thing. And when you shared that with me, it inspired me to get my butt moving too, and that kind of thing. So
nice.
I work from the idea that not all of us has the same formula for health. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is I encourage people to figure out what their personal formula is for health. And I help them figure that out as we journey together one-on-one. But awesome. Obviously there's a lot of things that apply to everybody, right? Yes. So just, staying active and yeah. eating generally healthy and having a healthy mindset and that kind of thing. And those are the things I like to share on social media.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And I follow it. I think it's great. And I was like, hey, Allison has to come on the show and talk about this stuff. So how did you get into the whole holistic nutrition, field, so to speak?
Yeah. I went back to school in adulthood. So my youngest was just a couple years old when I decided to actually go back to school and formally study nutrition. I think for many years it had been a passion of mine, just naturally inclined toward the kitchen. And I'm a foodie, let me tell you. I like healthy food, but it's got to taste good too. I don't eat things that I'm pretty particular about my food. And and it just seemed kind of natural for it to roll into more of a professional realm. And my family supported me to go back to school. And it's been almost 4 years now since I opened my practice, and it's just booming. And that's awesome. I couldn't be more happy. So
well, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And I love how you said it has to taste good, and it can taste good. Healthy food can taste good. I think we sometimes forget that in life, and we tend to say, oh, it's healthy for me, it's not going to taste good, but it can taste good.
Absolutely.
And you should, and I noticed, Sue, one thing, I noticed you like to treat yourself sometimes to some unhealthy food.
Well, but here's the thing is, we all overuse that word balance, yeah. But if we're really going to break it down, if you're going to have a sustainable diet, so to speak, or like a way that you approach your food and the choices that you make, it has to be sustainable. Yes. And if you're constantly depriving yourself of things that are treats, you can't keep that up long term, right? And that's what happens with people when they're yo-yo dieting. It's like, no, I'm only eating carrot sticks and celery. 2 months goes by and you see them at the Pizza Nova, like elbow deep in a Meat Lovers or something. And it's like, well, you can't keep that up, right? You have to have balance in your life. But my philosophy is, if I'm going to have a treat, it's got to be like something awesome. Like I'm a huge proponent for a local business, as and my favorite place to hit is Belly ice cream.
Nice.
Is ice cream good for you? No, let me tell you, I'm not out there advertising like ice cream as a health food. I'm saying if I'm gonna bother having something, it's not gonna be an O. Henry bar. You know,
it's, I see what you mean.
It's
yeah,
not going to be an Oreo cookie. It's going to be like something awesome.
Yeah, a good proper treat and a well-made healthy treat. Because I know Shelly uses all fresh ingredients and all that good stuff.
And so. You know, she's a cordon bleu trained chef.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I know.
Right? That's what I mean. She's a foodie. We can talk the same language of like, yum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And you're right. If you're going to treat yourself, make sure you're treating yourself to something really good and make sure it's a treat. It's not a, oh, I'm going to do this 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
It's I'm going to do this once in a while to reward myself for eating healthy and to, because once in a while I want to just taste something sweet and delicious and what was the word?
Decadent, right?
Decadent. Yeah. That's the word. Thank you.
That's soul food.
I thought I was the writer.
Yeah, I know.
It is soul food. Yeah. No, and I think that's exactly right. If we're doing it right, we're not yo-yo dieting. And I love that you use that word because it's a term that's kind of dropped out of our lingo in society. But it is true. People will do that. Yeah. They're like, I'm just going to starve myself almost.
Yeah. And it's not just about weight loss when you talk about yo-yo dieting. It's about going to the extreme of anything, you know. And so that's something that I help people do is just find that elusive balance that we're all talking about. I'm a holistic nutritionist and then we all go right away thinking about food when it comes to that. But that's only one aspect of what it is that I do. Mm-hmm. The part holistic in the term holistic nutritionist also refers to lifestyle and mindset, right? So it's not just about the food that you're eating, but also about the lifestyle that supports your healthy, your health and then the mindset that goes along with it. It's something that's imperative in order to make the changes that you want to make sustainable long term, right? Yes. I don't want people coming and doing extreme diets or just following what I prescribe to them, what I feel is right for them. It's all about educating, you know, and empowering people to make choices that feel right, that fit for them as an individual.
Yeah, and I like that you're saying that about how it is. It is an individual thing because everybody needs a little something more, a little something less.
Yeah.
Some people maybe need more iron in their diet.
Yeah.
Right?
And
some people, you know, so it's like, okay, iron-rich fruits like, you know, spinach has tons of iron in it. So you're not going to say to everyone, oh, you should be eating like a pound of spinach.
No.
But someone might need more iron and you might say, hey, add a little extra spinach.
Or even their likes and dislikes, right? I mean, like somebody like me, I like finicky food. I will sit there and I will chop up my cilantro to the right consistency,
you know,
where there are some other people who are like, okay, I'm just going to fry something and I'm going to chop something and I'm going to boil something.
Yeah, that's it.
Go,
done.
You know, and they don't need the finicky food. So we have to find what works for them. Some people have more time.
Yes.
Some people have less time.
Yep.
Some people's schedules are such that they don't get home until 7:30 every night because they've got three kids and three different, you know, activities, that kind of thing. And we got to figure out how are we going to find a formula that works right for you that you're not eating Harvey's or McDonald's.
It's true.
Like, you know, 5 days a week.
It's true.
We have to figure that out.
Which is the easiest thing.
It is the easiest thing, but that's not sustainable either, right?
No, and that's not, and you'll just, like your whole body will just eventually reject you.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that in my life, and I'm not skinny, but I don't think I've ever done that where I've eaten fast food 5 days in a row ever. It's just too much.
Yeah, you gotta watch that Super Size Me movie, right?
My gosh.
That's pretty just watch convincing. That once.
You know what? I don't think I can't remember the last time I've actually even had fast food. It's crazy. But I mean, we cook at home. We like to cook. We like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I was just saying the other day to my brother, I was like, yeah, you know, we're hanging out at home and Candace had a whole meal plan ready and it was good. It's all healthy food, right? And then I was like, oh, you know what? I feel like I need to cook some, you know, some spinach with some garlic and some salt and pepper. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, look, there's some zucchini. And I'm chopping zucchini. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm tossing this and that. And I'm
then you start singing in Italian. And you're like, what's happening to me? It's like Pasquale's Kitchen.
Yeah. I just started like doing stuff. And I was like, I was like, see, that's what happens, though, when you like to cook and you like to eat good food and you like to be in a kitchen. And you get used to being in a kitchen and cooking and doing stuff because all of a sudden you just start things come to you right I'm gonna add a little this to that and that and it doesn't have to be like french fries and burgers. It can be something quick that you made in the kitchen and throw in a wrap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you've got a healthier alternative.
But it's ideas that I feel like people really struggle with, right?
Yeah.
And you said that word, like, you know, Candace had a meal plan and it's like that those words like meal plan seem like that big should word, right? I know I should. I know I should meal plan, you know, but I don't know. I run out of ideas or I just don't have time to do. And I mean, that's something that's a big part of what I do too, is help people figure it out. Because when you have the plan in mind, you're no longer scrambling for things last minute. It's when you end up going, you know what? I can't handle this right now. The kids are in the back of the van screaming. I just got hit in the back of the head with a soccer ball or something. And I'm, you know, on my way between violin and, you know, hockey or whatever.
Whatever it is.
And it's like, you know what? Everybody out, we're getting French fries.
It's true. Because I can't handle this right now.
I'm a mama too. I understand that, but it's very rare that I go somewhere without, you know, three different lunch bags.
It's true.
We all, my kids and I, we leave the house in the morning and we laugh at ourselves and go, oh, it's another 12 bag day.
Well, it's true though.
Yeah.
And you kind of, and I love that you do that, right? Because you kind of need to be able to, like you said, plan out, oh my gosh, we're going to need a snack here. Oh my gosh, we're going to be going to hockey or to dance or to skating or to whatever, right? Or soccer, whatever, swimming at the end of the day. Oh, I better have snacks for that, right? Yeah. And if you plan that, and you're right, it's so hard to plan it out. And until you get into the routine of planning it out, oh my gosh, it feels like such a big thing. Because we got into that routine in the last couple of years with two kids as well.
Yeah, it forces you.
Forces you. And that's a huge thing. And we got into that routine and all of a sudden it feels so much better knowing that, okay, here's what we're going to do.
And once you figure certain things out too, it becomes an automatic. True. It becomes a no-brainer, right? And you're kind of going, oh, well, what are those people having over there? Oh, we could do that. Yeah. Or what, you know? But we're, you know, I mean, like from a parenting perspective, we're all new at this game.
Yeah.
And as soon as we get good at it,
yeah,
the darn kids are moving out, right? We know that. As soon as we get good at this, we won't need these techniques anymore.
It's true.
We're all just doing our best and trying to keep our heads above water in this, right?
It's so true.
It is so true. But when...
We're going to take a quick break. Oh, I don't mean to interrupt you. We're going to take a quick break. It's break time on Hunter's Bay Radio for those listening on 88.7 FM. If you're listening to the podcast, this is just going to roll right into the next episode with no break. We'll be right back. All right, those listening on 88.7 FM, welcome back. Those listening to the podcast online, well, thanks for listening, and thanks everyone for listening. So we're back with Allison Dumont and Strive Holistic Nutrition, and we were just chatting about how, you know, being a parent and meal planning and getting things organized, because that will help you in eating healthier and living healthier as a whole.
Yeah.
I wanted to just talk to you about your thoughts. I know we get the kids involved in meal planning. Do you get the kids involved in meal planning?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It was funny, actually, you asked that. This morning, I had a friend, kind of colleague, send me a message and saying, you know, it's February. I'm running out of dinner ideas, and I've got a really picky kid. Can you please tell me some kid-friendly recipes?
Yeah.
And I really struggled with answering this. I'm not very good at being diplomatic. Mm. I've kind of gotten a reputation for myself of being just like an extremely direct communicator. Yeah. But I sat on it for a while and I thought, I can't answer this the way she wants me to and send her some quote unquote kid-friendly recipes. And I told her, if your kid doesn't like what you're making, please just slide along some recipe books to your child and say, help mama pick something, right? What appeals to you? And it's not about picking things to appease them in their pickiness, so to speak. It's about empowering them to make choices that they feel will be right for them. So my kids are hugely involved in meals, but I'm a pretty strict parent. My kids know there's no such thing as complaining at a meal. They can do their two stars and a wish. Like, mom, you know, I really like the way this and I really like the way that. If I were to have a wish, it would be this, right? Yeah. And that's totally fine. And as long as the kids know that they're being respectful in their communication, but also coming to me with a creative solution for, you know, how they would enjoy their meal more, that's totally fine. But no, my kids make their own lunches.
Yeah.
They can give me their grocery list and I will buy them, you know, whatever food they want. But I think it's really, really important. I think that we have an obligation and a privilege to also include our kids in the meal planning, because one day they're out and they need to know how to function, right? And make choices. So, I mean, I don't control everything that my kids eat. Trust me, there are times when I'm just like, I'm biting my tongue, but I try really hard to educate them about, you know, what it is that's going to make them feel great and perform well if they're doing sports or be able to think clearly if they're at school, those kind of things. And
that's a big one.
You know,
The starting the day off right, eating healthy through the day, and being able to think clearly and participate and function, that's a huge one.
it's a huge one for adults too.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that in our culture here, something that burns me up quite a bit is just that the automatic go-to for breakfast is anything that's simple carbohydrates or really high sugar foods, right? That's so true. You're looking at your bagels or your box cereals or just, you know, yeah. toast and jam or, I mean, of course, like 80% of us just hit the Tim's drive-through and grab, you know, a croissant or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's like for most of us, the absolute worst thing that we can do to sustain ourselves for the day, because yeah. it just gets that blood sugar roller coaster going.
Oh, hi.
And yeah. how many of us get that crash, right, at about 11-ish, right? And what do we go for? We open the drawer of our desk and go, oh, yeah, where's that granola bar? I just need a little something yeah. to get me going again. And then at about, you know, after lunch, maybe 1:30, 2 p.m., right, we're going, do I have a coffee or a chocolate bar? I'm not sure which I need right now. That's but true. It's just chasing that blood yeah, sugar roller coaster.
That's all it is.
Right. For most of us, honestly, we need to start our day with something that's got a little bit more fat and protein in
it.
True. Right.
Or be like me, drink black coffee. So that automatically.
We should all be like you, Chris.
Drink black coffee. Always have. Always will.
High octane breakfast.
But no, I, you know what I've been doing, and it's been about a year and a half now. I've been doing protein shakes at home.
Yeah.
With banana, blueberries, spinach and homemade quinoa. And what we do with the quinoa is we'll put either blueberries in it, so then we don't have to add, or sometimes I like to add extra blueberries, or we'll put strawberries in it, or we'll put pineapple in the quinoa, or a little bit of coconut milk or something.
Yeah.
And so then you cook it all up, and then you're using that as the base instead yeah. of protein powder or any of that nonsense that they have out there.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
having fresh, like, whole foods, right?
Amazing.
And you're putting it into your shake, and then that's like a power shake. Like, I'm grooving after that.
And so you know what I call that? It's the foundation for your day.
Yeah, I'm grooving. As soon as right? I have that, I'm like, woo, I'm good.
Right? We have to think about food as fuel.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like you put gas in the car so that you can drive.
Yeah.
Right. Oftentimes people will say, like, oh, I had a really busy day. I need to replenish my calories. Like, I'm going to sit down and have this like humongous dinner meal.
I know.
And that's so backwards.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
now what are you going to do? You're going to sit on the couch, put your feet up and watch Netflix. Your yeah. body is going, I have a lot of energy now. You just gave me a lot of fuel. And if you don't use that fuel, what happens to that fuel when you sleep? It turns to fat. And you're not going to sleep well because your body's going, I want to move. Yeah. I want to go.
That's why if people eat late.
Yeah.
And believe me, we've all been guilty of having that late snack whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it's like you always notice you have these fitful dreams. You can't get comfortable.
You get hot. You get cold. Yeah it's all not good. Stuff, right? Yeah. That's your body not knowing what to do with that excess fuel. And then it turns it into long-term storage. And I'm really careful about the words that I use with my clients. I like to create imagery, right?
Yes.
I never use the word calories, or I try to avoid it at all costs.
Well, calories aren't all bad.
Calories is energy.
Yeah.
That's the word that I use. I don't call them calories. I call it energy because you need to conceptualize it. Like when you're eating your food, that's giving you energy. I'm not talking about calories. Do you need a lot of energy, calories, right now? Or do you need a little bit of energy for what it is that you're doing in your day?
Yeah, right? It depends. It's true. Because if I'm gonna go play a match of soccer that night, I might eat some extra pasta and carb up a little bit with veggies and everything, of course. But I might do a little extra carbing before I go, knowing I'm gonna burn it like crazy for the next two hours, and then feel okay about it. But if I'm gonna be sitting at home, maybe I don't eat so much carbs. Maybe I do a little extra veggies that night and whatever, because I know, okay, you know what? I'm not gonna be burning all that energy because I'm just gonna be hanging out with the kids.
And those are the kind of individual things that I'll help people figure out
for
what you need as an individual, right?
It.
And it's why I don't do like big online, you know, programs, you know, on the internet or whatever, like, this is the way to eat healthy, or it's because it's so individual,
right?
We really have to figure out what's going to work for you.
And that's perfect. And sorry, I'm not going to interrupt. I didn't want to interrupt because that was a great point. I just want to make sure that was the great point that also backs up what a lot of the other people we've spoken with on this show have said. It's all individualized.
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Oh, one size fits all exercise. No. One size fits all nutrition plan. One size fits all this. No, everyone is different, and everyone has their own needs. And I just wanted to add, like, that's awesome.
Accountability wise too, right? A lot of times people come to see me because they just say, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I need the accountability. I need somebody who's that good balance between a soft place to land and a hard kick in the butt, right? So, and
I love it.
if you're thinking about the mindset, like some people, the way their brains work, right? Yeah. If you think about your, you know, you've got a couple of kids. If you think about the way that one thinks versus the other, they're very, very different, 100%. Right? The way that they approach, you know, problems or even math equations or whatever, they come at it totally differently.
Yes.
Right? And it's the same thing for sticking to, you know, healthy lifestyle and meal planning and that kind of thing. When we live in such a busy society, we need something pretty high efficiency. For some people, that looks like a graph chart that they keep on their fridge, right? And they get to put little gold stickers on it, and we'll create that together.
That's awesome.
Right? But for some people, it's more conceptualized and philosophical, and they don't want to be pinned down to anything because they want to be able to go with the flow. Well, we have to take a totally different approach.
Yes.
Then,
of course,
right?
You
when,
do.
When
yeah.
we're working together.
Because they have different mentalities.
Different
right?
mentality. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Some people like to eat the exact same thing every day.
Yeah. Well, I
right?
know.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody eats the exact same
thing. Oh, there's the spice of life, whatever, right? Like, you switch it up, you know. But again, like, it's individual,
it's
right?
Now, I think we're getting close to the end. So we're going to wrap up this one. I think we're going to stay for part two because there's more I want to talk to Allison about. Allison, will you stay and do a part two?
I can awesome. Hang out. I still have some tea. It's not gone yet.
As soon as the tea's done, she's out of here. She's done. Yeah. She's running away. So thanks for listening, everyone. Those listening on the air, 88.7 FM. We're on every second Sunday around 7 a.m. in the morning, I believe. And those listening online to the podcast, thanks for listening and stay tuned for more podcasts and stay tuned to part two for part two with Allison. It'll be great. And we're learning a lot today and we're backing up some stuff that we've been talking about on and off over with other types of health experts. So thanks for listening and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You've been listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay or www.muskokaunlimited.com. Stay tuned for more wonderful episodes on our show.